6 on your local public radio station, NHD 90.7 WKGC, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock, and we kick things off with Naked Eyes and Promises, Promises. Well, we've got a different crew in the studio this morning. My only mainstay here this morning is producer Brandon. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You got your Creative Con t-shirt on.
Yes, I might switch out for a different t-shirt.
Yeah, well, you just got a freebie. We have in the studio with us Pam Kidwell from the Business Innovation Center, and we'll also talk here in just a bit with Dr. Wade Reinhart, who is from First Choice Physical Therapy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can actually get your business spit out. lots of cool stuff to talk about and some great music as well. But Pam, you know what? The coffee's not kicked in yet. But ever since I've met you, I've wanted to call you Kim Pamwell. So it's
there you go. That's my new nickname.
Yeah, it might be. Talk to us a little bit about your role in the Business Innovation Center, and then we'll talk about some of your activities.
Okay. The Business Innovation Center, I'm the director, and that really just gives me the ability to involve myself in all parts and pieces of the Business Innovation Center. I have been with the center since 2013. And I just like to help people help themselves. We like to make sure that a company, a business, a startup, an entrepreneur has the next step to go to, and we try to help them, show the way so that they can, make a progressive move towards making lots of money and being successful.
Very good. And does the Business Innovation Center, it lives just here at Gulf Coast State College, or is
Absolutely.
This part of other state organizations, or how's the makeup of it work?
Well, the Business Innovation Center is part of Gulf Coast State College. We actually like to friendly call it Gulf Coast State College Business Innovation Center.
Oh, very good.
It started in 1992 as Bay County Small Business Incubator.
Right.
In 2013, we closed down that operation. I was not part of the operation at that time, and we actually sold the property.
And moved on campus, right?
Yeah, and reinvested that money into the Business Innovation Center. So it's like Rev 12 of the Small Business Incubator.
Well, and that's what good businesses do. They keep
Absolutely.
Reinventing themselves, right?
You have to reinvent yourself all the time.
So what do you do to help businesses out?
We really, truly try to introduce them to the channels that they need as it relates to accounting, as it relates to legal, as it relates to marketing, as it relates to all the parts and pieces of a business structure. We allow them to touch mentors and coaches and knowledge, and try to virally, organically grow their business through the different channels, and then have a network of people that they can come to if they have a question in regards to any part of their business.
What's the cost to a business owner?
It really is according to what services they want. If they're coming in and they just need the next step, most often that's going to be no charge. If they're going to participate in a program that's ongoing, that's week by week, month by month, that's going to be a minimal fee starting at $75 a month. If they're going to go where they're going to see us every week and they need us to be dedicated to their program, it's going to go from 100 to 125. Wow. And then we have all types of programs that they can be involved in. A lot of those programs are free, and a lot of the programs that we offer could be something that we're coming in and training their employees. We work here closely with the corporate college
Sure.
here at Gulf Coast. So there's all kinds of programs in training and ways to improve the business as it relates to the best practices.
And how big is your staff? What kind of staff do you have to do all of this?
Well, I have a staff of 2.5, but we also joined forces with Gulf Coast Corporate College, so we have a larger staff that we have here at the college.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how does one get a hold of the Business Innovation Center, the Gulf Coast State College Business Innovation Center?
Right. The most efficient way for me to tell you on radio is bicpc.com.
Okay.
That'll take you to our website, which will and then offer you all the opportunities we have for keeping you informed. bicpc.com.
Very good. And tell us, what events do you have coming up?
Right now, we're working on 3 events. Our first is going to be the 5th, that is a Monday, I believe, next Monday at 6 o'clock here in the ATC on the top floor in 302. And that's going to be a strategic financial planning with David Tipton. He's one of my mentors and is a great inspirational guy to be able to connect with on a financial perspective. He's part of Tipton, Marler, Garner, and Chastain, a CPA group. And he's going to be hopefully helping people in their strategic planning of their financial picture. And that's from 6 to 7 on the 5th. And then on the 6th, we're going to be in St. Joe. Start your day with us with social media and all things that. and I'll be presenting for the group there. And we do that on campus at Gulf Coast State College, and that's on Garrison Avenue.
Okay.
And that's from 8 until 10 on Tuesday. And then we're back here on Thursday the 8th with a leadership conference. We're bringing in the Studer Community Center Institute out of Pensacola, and they're bringing in some speakers to the ATC here. We'll be back in 302, and that's going to be an all-day event on the 8th, starting at 7:30, well, starting at 8 o'clock and ending at 3:30.
And what's the cost for these events?
The first two are free. The second one's $149.
Okay. Well, that's still not bad.
Nope.
We talked about this with Nacy Dolar when she was on a week or so ago about the social media aspect.
Right.
Such an important part of the business world today.
Absolutely.
And even on the education side, I mean, we deal with the same thing.
Sure.
Of how to best get that message out to your audience and how to do social media effectively. I'm not good at it.
Well, attend the class on
I
Tuesday.
I will. Well, I'll make producer Brandon
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
He's far better at it than
exactly.
I am.
Exactly.
We'll keep you around for just a minute or
sure.
two longer, and we'll play a little music here. We've got Amy Grant and Big Yellow Taxi on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
I put you closer to my chest. And you asked me to stay over. I said I already told you. I think you should get some rest. I knew I loved you then, but you never know. Cause I played it cool when I was scared of letting go. I knew I needed you, but I never show. But I wanna stay with you until we're grown old. Just say you won't let go. Just say you won't let go. I'll wake you up with some breakfast in bed. I'll bring you coffee with a kiss on your head. I'll take the kids to school, wave them goodbye. And I'll thank my lucky stars for that night. When you looked over your shoulder, for a minute I forget that I'm older. I wanna dance with you right now. Oh, and you look as beautiful as ever. And I swear that every day you'll get better. You make me feel this way somehow. I'm so in love with you, and I hope you know. Darling, your love is more than worth its weight in gold. We've come so far, my dear. Look how we've grown. And I want to stay with you until we're great old. Just say you won't let go. Just say you won't let go. I wanna live with you, even when we're ghosts. Cause you were always there for me when I needed you most. I'm gonna love you till my lungs give out. I promise till death we part like in our vows. So I wrote this song for you. Now everybody knows that it's just you and me till we're great.
The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. James Arthur, Say You Won't Let Go. In the studio this morning, Pamela Kidwell from the Gulf Coast State College Business Innovation Center. I'm laughing because I had to look at your name tag to make sure I didn't call you Kim. My wife's name's Kim.
That's okay. Well, then it's endearing.
It is endearing. So I'm just, you know, I've got Kim on the brain.
Exactly,
so.
Steve.
Yes.
That's
all right.
Good one, right?
Exactly.
Boom.
So you've got some great events coming up. Two of the three are free.
Yes.
Give us the rundown real quickly again.
Okay. On Monday, Enlightened Entrepreneurs Strategic Planning. That'll be here at the ATC from 6 to 7 p.m. That's the top floor of the ATC, Advanced Technology Center. Tuesday, we're going to St. Joe to Gulf Coast State College on Garrison, and that's Start Your Day With Us with Social Media. And that's from 8 to 10. And then on Thursday, we'll be here back at the ATC Leadership Conference, creating a winning team and culture. That's going to be all day from 8 till 3:30.
Very good. And website again?
BICPC.com.
Very good. And you said your husband listens to the show every day.
Hello, Greg.
Hello, Greg.
Hello.
We appreciate it. I'm glad.
Yes.
And we are, we were talking about this off air. We'll post this interview on our website, WKGC.org, so you can link to it and share
exactly.
It to everybody.
I can listen to it every morning.
That's right.
Inspiration.
Well, actually, every morning you should just listen to a new show.
Well, that's true. That's true.
90.7 on your FM dial.
Exactly.
Or in HD if you'd like to listen to it there as well. We do have Dr. Wade Reinhart in the studio. We'll chat with Dr. Wade here in just a moment. A little music, though, and we'll let Pam Kim, whatever her name is, step out of
you,
here.
Thank you, Steve Scott.
And by the way, you're welcome in here anytime. You and Nacy both, I mean, talk about the Business Innovation Center, because I think that's a very important thing that the college does for our community, and we want to get the word out about that to help out our local businesses. So we appreciate the work you're doing.
Great. Thank you so much for
anytime.
Having us.
We'll take a little music break here with Dina Carter and Angel Without a Prayer on The Mix on your local public radio station, NHD 90.7 WKGC.
wings that shine so bright. They keep her up most every night, burning her candle at both ends, living a life with all her friends. Only heaven knows what's up her sleeve. She flies too fast and she dips.
Programming on WKGC is sponsored in part by a gift from Bill Cordell at Raymond James in Panama City. Bill is not just a certified financial planner, but also certified in long-term care and a retirement income certified professional. He's been in the financial business for 31 years. If you would like to discuss your finances, contact Bill Cordell at CordellWealthManagement.com.
On the next Asola Jazz, we will be dispensing jazz from the Fantasy Label.
Fantasy Label.
With some new artists making their debut to the show. Asola Jazz airs Saturdays at 7 p.m. on GC 90.7 FM and HD.
Call the meeting to order.
The WKGC News Department is proud to simulcast our Bay County Commission meetings on GC 90.7.
We have a lot of exciting things to tell you about.
Listen to your local government in action.
Professor, I just want to go back on the annexation issue.
On the first and third Tuesday of each month, we'll break into the morning mix to bring you live coverage of the Bay County Commission meeting.
I think that's a great idea.
Get it live, get it local, and get informed with WKGC News on GC 90.7 FM and HD.
Hello, everyone. Variable cloudiness, mild and humid to start your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 70s. We do expect a few coastal showers across the area. By mid-morning, we'll start to see some thunderstorms slowly developing. Temperatures already around that 80-degree mark. These showers and thunderstorms continue through the afternoon hours with highs in the mid to upper 80s. For GC 90.7 FM and HD, I'm News 13 Senior Meteorologist Jerry Tabbitt.
A blend of your favorite rock, pop, and country classics. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 FM, WKGC.
Don't you mess around with me, you're a heartbreaker.
It's the Mix on 90.7 WKGC, Pat Benatar and Heartbreaker. And we've got a heartbreaker in the studio. No, not a heartbreaker.
Nice.
Dr. Wade Reinhart, Gulf Coast alum.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, Scott.
We're glad to have you here. And I have you, and not for any reason other than you're an interesting guy.
Nice.
And you have, well, you're doing a lot of stuff. So we want to talk about some of that because it's all locally related and it's a lot of fun and just kind of interesting in general. But how long ago were you here at Gulf Coast?
This was 1992.
Oh my goodness!
Ooh. Yeah, getting were you old. Born, Brandon?
No, I was not.
He's like 12.
So, he's 12. Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about Brandon. No, 1992. Huh?
Actually, I've been attending Gulf Coast since 1988.
Okay.
92 is when I graduated. So back in high school, they didn't have, the advanced classes. They just had dual enrollment.
Right.
And then they also had a program called Quest, which they'd actually ship us out here on the short bus.
Yeah.
And actually, one of the first classes I took was radio practicum here.
Did you really?
I sure did.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It was back when it's over at the other.
At the old building, yes.
The old building.
Yes.
Had a great time.
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, that's good to know.
Maybe I can have your job one day.
Maybe.
I'll fill in.
Yeah, you can fill in. Because you're a physical therapist,
I am.
Doctor of physical therapy, but you're also a musician and you've got your hands in all kinds of stuff. So tell us first off about physical therapy. And we're running spots right now, by the way. PSA is the talk about the benefits of physical therapy.
Are you really?
Yeah, absolutely we are.
Wow, that's awesome.
The national PSAs that come from the National Ad Council and all of that.
Well, just to let you know, physical therapy has been an up-and-coming profession. We help a lot of people naturally without drugs, without scalpels and needles, which people appreciate. There's a myriad of things that we treat, from headaches, neck pain, TMJ, to sports injuries, hamstring pulls, the weekend warriors with the church softball leagues.
Sure.
Is in gear now, right?
Right.
Yeah. This is a great time of year for us.
Well, as you're talking about sports injuries, I mean, I know we've talked about this before. You're seeing younger kids, boys, who are playing baseball more and more and more.
Well, it's not just the baseball. It's the multi-sport.
Sure.
And they're just wearing themselves out. And we love them. And we have to have the sit down, come to Jesus talk with them and the parents and let them focus in on the sport that they have the best aptitude for.
Right.
With our sports enhancement training program, MVP Sports Enhancement, we take those students and student athletes and hone the skill specifically for their sport. So we've gladly graduated 23 athletes from our complete program. All 23 got a full ride.
Wow.
Scholarship for the respective sports. So that's, we're betting 1,000 on that.
Wow, very good.
Yeah.
How many folks do you have working over there at First Choice?
Oh man!
Because it's grown since I've known you.
God has blessed it, brother. I'm telling you, it's like kudzo, man. We keep growing and spreading, and you got to contain it. You know, you got to you know, it can get wild. You got to shape it. So, I think we're running about 25.
Wow!
Just in First Choice, not counting some of the other
side businesses,
collateral businesses
that
all coincide and they work together in synergy.
And one of those is your hyperbaric chamber.
Absolutely.
You're, I think, the only guy with a hyperbaric chamber in your backyard.
I am the only doctor of physical therapy in the entire world, I've been told, that has a hyperbaric chamber.
Where's the next closest hyperbaric chamber that people can actually go into?
Dr. Eddie Zant in, I think it's Gulf Shores.
Okay.
He has some mono chambers. They're little tiny acrylic tubes.
Okay.
The guy is a great guy.
Yours is not an acrylic tube.
Mine is larger than this room that we're sitting in.
You don't
right
do
now.
Things on a small scale.
Well, you go big for Jesus, you go home. So I've taken that attitude into most of my business practices. I try to be excellent at the things I do.
Right.
You know, with the procurement of this chamber, we're trying to bridge the gap between physical therapy and recovery.
Mm-hmm.
We can, in one visit, a hyperbaric chamber can decrease your inflammation, total body inflammation, 20%, just one ride. That's equivalent to taking a 3,400 milligram ibuprofen.
Wow.
If you did that, you would die. Okay, it would shut you down, liver, kidneys, everything.
Right.
But with oxygen and pressure, it's amazing the things that this thing can do. Increases your own stem cell production by over 800% after 20 rides. That's important for recovery.
Sure.
Without stem cells, you can't heal.
What's the connection between that and post-traumatic stress disorder?
Absolutely. There's a big connection, not so much with the stem cells, but with the pressure and the oxygen. The going theory, Dr. Paul Hartsch out of New Orleans, has a running theory that says in post-traumatic stress disorders / traumatic brain injuries,
right,
the neurons in the brain get put on dormant. And so when you flush the brain with the oxygen via the pressure, you right. kind of force it across the blood-brain barrier, it reignites the neurons. And we have this proof on spectral analysis. It's kind of a brain scan that shows activities of your brain before hyperbarics and the activities just after you come out, and it looks like 4th of July
really?
In your head. And so these guys, depression, thoughts of suicide, nightmares, sleeping, everything improves. Everything improves. Their oxygen is like a super vitamin. I call it vitamin oxygen. Vitamin
right. O. Our body needs it.
Every cell, every second of the day goes through 1,000 processes that require oxygen. You don't have it, you don't go through that process.
Wow.
Or you don't do it well, which is where they've the last two studies came out. It says that cancer is formed a lot of times in the presence or in the absence of oxygen because really? The cell replicates. Deoxyribonucleic acid is DNA.
Right.
Deoxy, the oxy portion. Without it, can't make it.
Hmm.
And so you make rogue cells, and rogue cells turn into cancer, and they group right. up, and then all of a sudden your system can't fight it. We make cancer cells every day, but our immune systems fight it. So.
Right. How many post-traumatic stress disorder folks have you seen in there?
Well, currently, we don't get a lot of them. And the reason why is because the VA has not come through with paying for it.
Okay.
My friend...
And I imagine your trip, it's not free.
Well, it's not
And it's
free.
Not cheap.
It's not cheap, but I'll tell you this. To treat one post-traumatic stress disorder patient over the span of 2.5 years, it costs the VA in psychology reviews, doctor reviews, exams, and medications, over $280,000 per person.
Wow.
We've got a 97.7% cure rate for PTSD without drugs, and it'll only take you 2-3 months.
Wow.
So, and that, it's a fraction of the cost. You could get, we're talking a 10% of the cost. At 10% right. of the cost, why would you? And no side effects, unless you consider hungry and sleeping great at night a side effect, because that's about the only side effect. So my friend, he was the previous commander of the base, Dr. Hung Cao, Mr. Hung Cao. Great guy. He is now Captain Cao.
Yes, I've met him.
He's a good guy. He's a great guy. He has been moved to Washington, D.C., and he has just recently been commissioned to write verbiage into the VA's newest law to help cover PTSD. So we're hoping and praying that the VA, President Trump and Captain Cao can put a boot in a place to get him pushed in the right direction.
Well, and we've shared this before, but being here at Gulf Coast State College, we openly talk about how we are military friendly.
Absolutely.
So we've got a lot of former vets, or they're not former vets, they're vets here, former military here. And I've had the privilege of having a number of them in my classes over the years.
Yeah.
And you get to know them because these are the folks that you know, they like to talk. They're you know, they have great social skills.
They're why we can do this today.
And they are why we can do this today. And I have a you know, I honor those folks. I really respect
Absolutely.
Them for what they do. And when I find out they're military, I ask, you know, where were you? What'd you do?
Right.
And in all seriousness, there's a lot of times I get an answer like, I can't tell you.
Right.
You know, exactly. and they're dead serious.
If I tell you, I have to kill you.
Yeah, exactly. because I wasn't where I say I was, you
right.
know. And there's a number of guys that I've talked to and girls who have had post-traumatic stress disorder. And
right.
as you get to know them, they start to share that with you. And
it's tough and it's real.
It is real.
It is real. I've seen it.
I was teaching a music class. We were talking about art of the late 1800s and early 1900s. And there were some freakish pictures that I was showing just to demonstrate art of the time, and it sent one of them into a kind of a freak out mode, and
right.
I got a phone call. I didn't know it had happened, and I met with the student later. I wasn't blamed for it, but she right. shared with me some of the things that she saw
right
and heard and did
right.
and
it triggered the response
yeah
right.
and it's not easy stuff.
We owe these people.
We do.
We owe them big, and the VA's got to come through.
Absolutely.
And, I don't know if they're listening right now, but y'all better do something.
Yeah, absolutely, because we got a lot of folks around here that, you know, they get out of the military, and this is a great place to
We're
stay.
We're a two-base county.
Absolutely.
So we've got Tyndall, and we've got the Navy base, and we have great
and
relations.
And Eglin's not that far
no,
away.
No, it's 45 minutes, hour down the road. So this is a great place for them to stay. I think they like that beach air. It's calming. I think we live in paradise here, sure. Personally. So I think it's a great place to retire. But because of that, we have so many, maybe even a disproportionate amount of vets here that suffer. Yeah. And they just need help. And that's all they want. They just want just a little bit of help.
Absolutely.
Make the nightmares go away.
What about the NFL? Now, have you, since you've got one of the biggest things, you can probably put a football player in there.
I can put 12 of them in
there.
Can
you put them?
Yeah, I can put the whole team. It's funny because Commander Cal, Captain Cal now, at the time had Herschel Walker come to the hyperbaric chamber at the base. Joe Namath is a big advocate for hyperbarics because of all the head trauma.
Right.
An NFL player, I don't care who you are, you're going to go through some head trauma.
Now, how's the NFL on the idea of head trauma? Because they don't really seem to want to admit that there's a lot of head trauma going on.
Well, the latest movie that Will Smith came out with was talking about the head trauma. So it's real. It's in their face, and they now have to deal with it. I didn't know this, and this is a friend told me that NFL is a 501c3 not-for-profit.
Really?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't look it up on the internet.
They're making some money.
I had no idea. Yeah.
This came from my friend Skip Bonner. Do you know Skip Bonner?
I know Skip. Stuff, haven't had him in the studio.
Stuff the Bus. Yep. We do a lot of stuff through. We're the biggest sponsor of Stuff the Bus. We just had a kickball tournament. The guy is just amazing when it comes to the kids in Bay County. Skip, what's up? I hope you're listening. I just can't say enough about the guy. But
he lives in a bus.
He lives in a bus, on a bus,
in a
box.
Camper. Yes.
It's kind of a Dr. Seuss thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, he told me that, and I didn't realize that, but the NFL really has to focus on these traumatic brain injuries. The story is told that Junior Seau, one of the greatest linebackers in the game, San Diego Chargers, he committed suicide, unfortunately.
Right.
But he kept telling them that, you know, I've got a brain trauma. Something's wrong with me. So in his, the story's told, this is what I heard. I don't know if it's true. It sounds true that when he committed suicide, he left a letter saying, please study my brain because it's messed up.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, something's wrong. So these guys know that the headaches, the nightmares, the everything, it's bad, man. And they just need some help. And I don't understand why the medical community can't wrap their brains around the positive effects of hyperbarics. The NFL has a lot of these players. Super Bowl 39, Terrell Owens breaks his foot, has surgery 6 weeks later because of the hyperbaric chamber. He played all four quarters in
really?
Super Bowl 39. Yeah,
really.
So healing is 67% faster.
Is there a pushback from the medical community on hyperbarics?
You know, there's a pushback from the pharmaceutical community.
Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. So I'm waiting for them to show up at my house with black helicopters. But they don't sell cures. They sell keep you goings.
Right.
You know, they want you to stay on the insulin. They want you to stay on the psychotropics and the pills and the Lortabs and the everything. They're not pro cures.
Sure.
And also they can't put a patent on oxygen. God made it.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I think that's a driving factor. If you follow the bouncing dollar bill, the only people that would actually tend to benefit from it would be guys like me who own it. The difference is that a hospital gets paid a disproportionate amount for treatment.
Sure.
So they'll get about the national average is $1,500 per dive.
Wow.
The average treatment's 40 dives. Do the math.
Yeah.
A guy like me, I can get you in that chamber if you have 40 dives for $150 a dive.
That's not bad.
So that's 10%.
Yeah.
But yet the insurance companies shirk my advances to be put on as a preferred provider.
Of course.
They'd rather pay 15. No wonder
our healthcare is such a mess.
Is broke.
Yeah. Exactly.
Talk about affordable healthcare. I've just made it affordable and nobody wants to take me up on it. But that's neither here nor there. Medicare's going to come knocking on my door now,
too. We've got Dr. Wade Reinhardt in. We're going to talk about, you've got wallets, and we'll talk
about
that.
Men's and ladies' fashions, absolutely.
We will talk about that in just a moment. Right now, another form of fashion, ZZ Top and some cheap sunglasses on the mix on 90.7 WKG. The mix on 90.7 WKGC, some cheap sunglasses, ZZ Top. Programming today sponsored in part by Sweet Bay. Sweet Bay is a bayfront village in Panama City designed to inspire natural and relaxed living with a dash of southern charm. The Sweet Bay community features parks, walking trails to the water, a future town center, and a lot more. So if you'd like to find out more about Sweet Bay, give them a call, 844-35-SWEET, or go online to sweetbayfl.com. I've got Dr. Wade Reinhart in the studio this morning. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
We are talking about hyperbarics. We're talking about physical therapy. But you've got your hands in some other things. You've got men's and women's fashion accessories.
What's up with the fashion?
Well, here's what happened. This is the real story, okay? So my wallet breaks one Sunday morning.
Right.
And I'm in my garage waiting for my family to get ready because I have all females in my house, and that's an act of Congress.
It's another story. It's another show.
You feel me, right? You feel me?
Yes, sir.
So my wallet breaks. I don't have anything to hold my credit cards. It was a money clip kind of wallet. And I went out to my garage, and I'm looking around, and I find this strapping that I put my surfboards up with. And so a little bit of ingenuity and creativity, I made this wallet. So I come in and I go to church and I pull the wallet out. My wife's like, "What is that?" I said, "My new wallet. I just made it." And so they're laughing at me. We get home and they're calling it junk. What a piece of junk, you know? Yeah. And it just
you get no respect.
Zero at right. my house. So that was Sunday. Monday, it was a busy day. I said, "Look, let's just go pick up some Five Guys and not have to worry about cleaning up. Just grab a burger and eat." So I go to Five Guys and pull the wallet out. The girl at the counter says, "Bro, I love your wallet. My boyfriend's birthday is Wednesday. He would love that." I said, "You like this wallet?" She goes, "Absolutely." I said, she goes, "Where can I get it?" I said, "Well, I made this in my garage yesterday." She goes, "Oh my gosh, you need to sell that." And so I come home, I throw the burgers on the counter, I throw my wallet on the counter. I said, "The girl at Five Guys loves my wallet."
Mm-hmm.
They're laughing at me, saying, "Oh, she was just trying to get a tip from you or flirting with whatever." So that Friday night, I don't forget what we were celebrating, but we went out to Bonefish. And I pulled my wallet out to pay, and the waiter there was like, "Bro, love your wallet." And that's where it started. And so rather than taking any profit from it, I wanted to put it out there and see if we could generate money. As a Christian, you know, I don't want to barrage people with, "Hey, give me money so I can go feed the poor."
Right.
I like to make money so I can take the money that I make and go feed the poor
right.
and the hungry and love my neighbor as I love myself and love my neighbor through loving God. That's how you love God is through loving his people. And so we put this together. We fine-tuned it. It now helps to feed a community in the Dominican because they make it there. The average wage in the Dominican is about $4 a day.
Right.
They make 10 times that amount by making these wallets there. It's wow. changed a community. I go through a company, a 501c3 called Global Effect, and they give out microloans, business loans. Mm-hmm. That's how the seamstress business started. We donated some money to get the seamstress business to make this happen so that we could take the proceeds and pay for things like the backpack program here, stuff the bus with toys for tots,
right.
and all the different things that we do here locally. I believe in taking care of your backyard. This is my backyard.
Sure.
This is my community, and I want to take care of it. Yes, we do some things abroad, but majority of the stuff that we do is here in Bay County because this is my hometown.
And so how do we get one of these?
Well, you can go to our Facebook page, sackcloth on Facebook, and there's a link there. You push it and get a wallet. These wallets also have a metal alloy in it that keeps people from being able to RFID your credit card.
So really?
It's got some high tech. Even though it looks low tech,
yeah.
it's got some high tech in it.
I didn't know that.
Huh. And or you can go to www.sackcloth.com and look at the stories there. There's a good message behind it.
That's good.
We'd appreciate your support.
We do appreciate what you do, both as a doctor and as really as a philanthropist. Somewhat that's a big fancy word for wanting to take care of your backyard.
Yeah.
But we are trying to highlight folks who in this area are trying to help us out in Bay County, help yeah. out those who need it, and we do appreciate that. So proceeds to that go to help Stuff the Bus and the
backpack program.
And if you don't know what the backpack program is, it's local churches who've gotten together and are paying. They come together and
That's
they
right.
provide food for students in Title I schools who have nothing
for the weekend,
right? So that they can eat.
Right.
And we have, as educators here, we recognize if the kids are hungry, they don't eat. If they're hungry, they don't learn. Sorry.
Right.
If they're hungry, they don't eat also. But they need that food. So appreciate what you do. Dr. Reinhart, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. We really appreciate it. This was great, man. This was easy.
Yeah, you should do it more often because we got a lot more to talk about. So
come on. Let's set it up.
We are coming up on the 10 o'clock hour.